Can you swim? Can you swim? 你会游泳吗？
Yes, I can. It's easy.
我会，很容易。It's easy.
这个地方 it 是指的 swimming. Swimming is easy.
游泳很容易。
Can you make a cake? Can you make a cake?
你会做饼吗？你会做蛋糕吗？
No, I can't. It's too hard. No, I can't. It's too hard.
不，我不会。那太难了。
Well, 这是 can 的。
做一个情态动词，表示自己的能力，会干什么和做什么。
Now, what can you do?
那么现在大家可以用英语说话，你会干什么？
For example, we can say, I can speak,
我会讲话。
I can listen,
我能听。
And I can read,
我会读书。
And I can write,
我会写字。
I can ride a bike,
我会骑自行车等等。
Now, please tell me, what can you do?
你会干什么？
And please answer my question. Can you swim? Can you play basketball? Can you play football? Can you dance? Can you sing?
Okay. Can 的第二个用法就是用于来表示向对方提出某种请求，或者是愿意向对方提供什么样的帮助。请看卡片。
Can
还可以用于日常用语里面向对方请求帮助或者是提供帮助。
For example, can you help me?
你能帮帮我的忙吗？
Certainly,
当然可以帮你的忙了。
Can I have some meat? Can I have some meat?
你看这个肯定不是表示一种能力啊，是表示一种请求。我能不能要一些肉啊？
Can I have some meat? Sorry, you can't have any meat. There isn't any in the fridge.
很对不起啊， you can't have any meat. 你不可能能够弄到肉了，冰箱里面是空的。
There isn't anyIn the fridge.
冰箱里面什么都没有。
Okay, that's the use of the word can.
那么用 can 的时候呢，特别要注意，如果是向对方提出某种请求或者提供帮助的时候呢， can 还可以用它的过去形式 could， 使语气更为婉转。下面我们看一段对话里面。
Jim, where's your father? He's over there.He's cleaning the car. I'm going to the shops. I want to buy some food for supper this evening. Can I come too?
征求对方的意见。我可以去吗？
Yes, you can help me do the shopping.
啊，你还可以帮我买买东西。
You can help me do the shopping.And we can have a drink of orange too.
我们还可以在那儿喝一喝橙汁。
Have a drink of orange.
喝一个饮料。什么饮料呢？橙汁。Okay.
Then the next important point is present continuous tense.
那么第二个要点呢，我们是现在进行时态的复习。现在进行时态就表示此时此刻正在发生和进行的动作。请看
Mr. Reid is sitting at the desk. He's writing. Is he writing in English or in Chinese? Is sitting at the desk
正坐在桌边
is sitting. He's writing
正在写
is he writing in English or in Chinese?
那么是在用英文写呢还是用汉语写呢？
Sorry, I don't know.
The next, 那么现在进行时它要注意它的动词形式是怎么样的，是由 am, is, are 加上动词 ing 的形式。例如 What is the woman doing? Doing 是 do 加 ing 构成的 ing 形式。 What is the woman doing? She's washing something. She's washing something. Washing 是 W-A-S-H 洗的 ing 形式 washing. Is washing 正在洗。 So she's washing something. Go on.What is the woman doing? She's drinking something. She's drinking something. And what are they doing? They're dancing. They're dancing. Look at this picture. What does he do? 请注意，这是一般现在时态提问。那么就是问他是什么职业，干什么的。He's a worker. What is he doing? He's working. He's working 等于 he is at work. 请注意 What does he do 和 what is he doing 区别在于哪里呢？ What does he do 是问他的职业干什么的。 What is he doing 呢？是问他正在干什么具体的事。这个是一现在进行时态，那上面呢是一般现在时态。在这单元要重点的还要复习一般现在时态。一般现在时态通常表示经常性的习惯性的行为和动作。例如 I learn English at school. 我在学校要学英文，这是一种经常性的 right? I do not learn Japanese at school. 那么这个呢是一般现在时态的否定式 I do not learnJapanese at school. Do you learn English at school? 那么你在学校学英文吗？是一般现在时态疑问形式。Yes, I do. 肯定回答。No, I don't. 那如果当主语是第三人称单数的时候，一般现在时态的行为动词要发生变化。He learns English at school. Learns. He does not learn Japanese at school. Does not learn Japanese at school. Does he learn English at school? Yes, he does. Does he learn English at school? 否定回答 No, he doesn't. 不他在学校不学英文。OK? 那么在初一阶段我们学了两种动词时态形式，一种呢就是一般现在时态形式，一种是现在进行时态形式。下面我们做一个用动词的适当形式来填空的练习。请注意，要看这个动作是表示什么样的一种意义。那 look at the card。要求用括号中所给的动词的适当形式填空。The old woman wearing red dresses, but look, she blank a yellow dress now. 那个老年的妇女喜欢穿红色的连衣裙，但是瞧，她现在是穿的黄色的。那么这个呢，喜欢是表示她一种经常性的，啊，是一种喜好。那应该用什么时态填？那么现在她正穿着黄色的连衣裙。那应该怎么填？第二个 Sometimes they blank in English. 有的时候他们是用英文来谈话，但现在 they blank not talk, they blank play games. 但现在他们没有讲话，他们在干什么？在打球，做游戏。下一个 He like helping others. 他是喜欢帮助别人的。瞧，他正在帮助那个妇女搬一个大的袋子。好，那么应该用什么样的形式来填空呢？ Yes. We say the old woman likes wearing red dresses. But look, she's wearing a yellow dress now. Sometimes they talk in English. 有时候他们用英文交谈是表示他们啊常常是这样做的。But now they are not talking. 但现在此时此刻没在谈话。They are not talking. They are playing games. He likes helping others. 他乐于 做人、啊、他喜欢帮助人嘛，乐于做人。Look, he's helping women carry a big bag. 瞧，他现在正在帮一个妇女搬一个很大的袋子。好，这是有关那个动词时态形式的填空。另外呢，我们在初一年级的学习呢，句子的一种一些型类型，有肯定、有否定句、疑问句。那么疑问句呢，有一般疑问句，有特殊疑问句。那么下面我们分别做几个练习，都是比较啊简单的，但是可以帮助我们回忆和形成一种概念的练习。下面请大家把所给的句子改为否定句，括号中给一个词，主要使我们句子呢有种连贯的意味。 We are from Hubei, Hunan, 那就改为否定呢，我们是湖北人，我们不是湖南人，改为否定句。好，那么是动词呢是在是的后面加 not, We are not from Hunan. The next one, They are working, 他们正在工作，要求用 play 构成一个否定句。They are not playing. There are some boys in the room. 房间里面有些男孩。改为否定句。There are not any girls in the room. 房间里面 没有女孩。Some 要改为 any. 那么可以归纳，凡是含有 verb to be, am, is, are, 它的否定句呢都是在这个是的后面加 not 构成否定句。下面一个 They like football, basketball, 他们喜欢足球。They do not like basketball. They do not like basketball. He goes to school by bike, by car. He does not go to school by car. He does not go to school by car. 那如果是行为动词一般现在时态的时候，改为否定句呢，要用助动词 do 或者是 does 来帮忙。当主语是第三人称单数的时候，要用 does, not。那么原来的是用 goes 和它保持主谓一致，由于前面有了 does not, 这个地方用原形 does not go。He can swim, 他会游泳 ,skate, 溜冰。He cannot skate. Can 是会能的意思。那么它的否定呢是在 can 的后面连着写 not, 还可以用它的省略形式 count, C-A-M 撇号啊 ,C-A-M 撇号 T, count. Come here at six. 请注意，这是我们初一学的叫祈使句，就表示指示和命令的，就用动词开始 ,come here at six. 请六点钟来。不要啊，在六点钟以前来。Don't come here before six. Don't come here before six. The next one. Do you have anything for supper? 那么这是一个肯定式的疑问句。那么要如果把它改为一个否定式的疑问句呢？ Don't you have anything for supper?Don't you have anything for supper? OK, 那么这是有关否定句。那么类似的疑问句啊，也是大家要注意的。好，下面我们看一段对话。Uncle Wong, I know you make things. But what do you make? Things like machines.I make a lot of different machines. What do you make them for? I make them for workers and farmers. What do the farmers do with your machines? Oh, a lot of different things. I know you make things. 我知道你是制造东西的。但是你制一些什么东西呢？制一些像机器一类的东西。I make a lot of different machines. 我制造了许多各种不同的机器的。那么你造这些机器干什么呢？我是为工人和农民造的。I make them for workers and farmers. What do the farmers do with your machines? 那么农民用你的机器干什么呢？ Oh, a lot of different things. 啊，要干许多不同的一些事情。那么在刚才这个对话里面就出现了一些问句。Now, what things do you make? 你是制造什么东西？ Now, what do you make these things for?你做这些东西干什么？那么这种句子呢叫特殊的疑问句。在我们初一年级学了很多类型的特殊疑问句，例如有 what, who, how, where 引导的，有 what time, what class, what role 引导的，有 how old, how many, how much 引导的等等等。那么这样一些我们把它称作特殊疑问词。那这个词呢，有的是单个的词，有的是复合的。好，下面我们做几个练习，把我所给的句子划线部分，针对划线部分提出一个问句。例如 He likes Chinese food。 针对 Chinese food 提问，那首先要判断用什么疑问词，然后再考虑句子结构的变化。 What does he like? She gets to school at about 8. 针对 at about 8 o'clock 提问，那么是问终点。 What time does she get to school? What time does she get to school? We are in class 3.我们在三班。What class are you in? What class are you in? Mr. Gray likes China a lot. How does Mr. Gray like China? The old man is about 80.那位老人大约80岁了 ,about 80, 针对年龄提问。How old is the old man? It is Thursday today, 针对星期提问。Thursday, what day is it today? I'd like 12 oranges, 针对具体的数字提问。请注意看后面是可数名词是不可数名词啊？可数。我想要12个橘子。How many oranges would you like? I want half a kilo, please. 我想要半公斤，也就是一斤了。I want half a kilo, please. How much do you want?His uncle is a soldier. 那如果要针对这个 a soldier 提问，就是他是干什么的？我可以问 What is his uncle? 还可以问 What does his uncle do? What does his uncle do? Now so much for special questions. 那么有关特殊疑问句呢，给大家归纳到这里。在初一年级我们学的另外一个重要句式就是 there be 结构。there be 是表示在某地方存在某物。如果存在的物体是单数要 there is, 如果是复数要用 there are。there is a car in the picture. there is a man under the car. there are some children near the car.What's on the car? There's a cat on the car. Behind the car, there are some boxes. 请大家注意，
There is a car. There are some children. There is a cat. There are some boxes.
There be 结构的疑问句是把 is 移到 there 之前。
Is there a man under the car?
肯定回答 Yes, there is. 否定回答 No, there isn't.
There are some boats in the river.
把 are 提到 there 之前。
Are there any boats in the river?
Yes, there are some.
No, there aren't any.
OK, 那么初一年级我们总共学了有两册书，看起来呢好像内容不多，实际上我们已经学到了很多生活中的常用语，只要大家抓住一切的机会和一切的情景努力去练习的话，实际上我们现在已经都会用英语进行一定的交流。 That is to say, we can speak a little English nowWell, I wish good luck to you, everyone. 我衷心的祝愿每个同学在学习英语的道路上一帆风顺。Goodbye, everyone.